Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, Bob, it's time for us to turn on our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Which player are you putting your spotlight on this week?
I'm going to honor this week Lorenzo Alexander of the Buffalo Bills, Chris, the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, this is a guy that was born in Oakland, California, Chris, but since he's gotten to Buffalo, I mean, think about it. A guy that spends his winters here now, in Buffalo. That tells you how much devoted he has to be to his community. But he stays in Western New York all year round now. But he's been doing some incredible good things, Chris. I mean, he's the go-to guy. They call him the go-to guy for community impact as far as the Buffalo Bills. He's been very involved in the Play 60 Challenge. He does a lot with the Crucial Catch campaign. He personally served dinner to breast cancer survivors, Chris, and he does things like that on a regular basis. Big into United Way and visits the Buffalo Public Schools on a regular basis. His own creation was a Community Outreach Tuesday. He gets over 20 players to go to four community centers in the Buffalo area on afternoons, Chris, just to talk. He does things like this all the time. He's big into giving away season tickets throughout Buffalo for various organizations, big into diabetes. He's been like that for a decade. He spends a lot of time with church groups and doing motivational speaking himself. I don't know how he finds all the time for this, but and he also encourages his teammates to do the same, and that's why Buffalo is one of the better organizations as far as giving back to the community. So, again, it's just amazing what he does. Go to NFL.com, check out his bio under the Man of the Year section, but we're honored to have him as in our spotlight tonight, Lorenzo Alexander, linebacker of the Bills.
Yeah, great stuff, Bob. I love that. Not only the Play 60 stuff, but the dinner, serving dinner for breast cancer survivors.
Great.
Outstanding work from Lorenzo Alexander. Great story, Bob. This week, Bob, I'm putting my spotlight on San Francisco 49ers defensive back Richard Sherman and his Blanket Coverage Foundation. Sherman founded that foundation way back in 2013, and he did it to provide students in low-income communities with school supplies and clothes so that they had a better opportunity to achieve their goals, help their education, and quite frankly, have better self-esteem. During his high school days, his idol was Magic Johnson, and Magic came to his high school and spoke to both, obviously, Sherman and his classmates about the importance of setting goals and then going after those goals so you can achieve them. And since that time, he has made it his focus when he is out talking to students and talking to kids in groups to talk about how, what you've got to do and the things that you've got to dedicate yourself to in order to achieve your fullest potential. And to do that, the foundation of all of that has to be education. And since forming his foundation, he and his team have made it their mission to provide school supplies for students, not just out in the San Francisco or LA and Seattle areas, but all across the country. And he has visited several elementary schools and high schools across the country, speaking to student bodies about making the world a better place than when you entered it, right? What impact are you going to have on the world to make it a better place? That's the theme of a lot of the speeches that he gives. And he's helped out over 10,000 families, just going back to 2017, Bob, 10,000 families with school supplies and clothes. They partnered with World Vision to assemble 5,000 backpacks this past year, filled with school supplies for kids in the local schools there in Los Angeles, which is where Sherman is from. They raised $300,000 in their annual charity gala this past year to give out more supplies and more clothes to kids last year and then into this year. Back in December, they adopted 25 families to make sure that they made the holiday season special for those families. So he does a lot of great stuff. Kudos to Richard Sherman and his team for doing great things for kids and families. Not, like I say, not just out there on the West Coast, but all across the country. I thought it was great stuff out of him.
Sure is, Chris. And this is stuff you don't read every day. And Sherman being a Stanford guy out there on the West Coast, I mean, he gets it. And he's been known for giving back. But again, it's up to guys like you and I to to get these stories out there and not have them buried in the sports pages, because these are the things that are making a difference. Not the knuckleheads of getting arrested and staying out, as you like to say, after midnight, right, Chris? After midnight, nothing well happens, but these guys do it all the time. And but you and I are so honored to do this at the end of the show, and it really is very uplifting. So kudos to Sherman and Alexander this week. That was some pair.
Yeah, great stuff by a couple of great guys. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks once again to Steve Barkowski, Tony Collins, Leroy Irvin, Greg Lloyd, and Quinn Gray for joining us. And as always, Bob, always a privilege being able to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Same to you, Chris. That was some lineup, and they definitely delivered tonight. And I guess we'll do it again in a couple of weeks, correct?
Yes, we will. Next week being Valentine's Day, so we'll be taking next Thursday off. If we didn't, my wife would kill me. So we hope everybody has a wonderful and romantic Valentine's Day next Thursday night. When we come back on the 21st, set to join us are former Giants defensive tackle Leonard Marshall was scheduled to join us just a couple of weeks ago. Had something come up, but he is rescheduled. He'll join us then. One of the many great people that I got to meet during Super Bowl week, James Allen, is going to join us. And James is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Board of Directors. So a lot of great stories that he has. So really looking forward to having him as part of the show. Our good friend and former Houston Oilers quarterback and newly inducted member of the Houston Sports Hall of Fame, Dan Pastorini, will be back with us. Always great having Dan as part of the show. Bob, I know one of your all-time favorites. And we'll also be joined by former Notre Dame president and president of the Tampa Bay Bucks, Gay Culverhouse, another great friend of the show. Been a little while since we've had Gay on with us, so looking forward to having her back as part of the show in a couple of weeks. And, of course, Tony Collins will be here as well. So please come back and check us out on February the 21st, starting at 8 o'clock. Want to remind everybody how you can follow us on social media. Well, go on Facebook, please, and check out our page there, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, to see who some of our future guests are going to be. We've got our guest schedule right on there. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can check out all of our archive episodes and stream it, whether you go to our page on Podbean, whether you're online, or download the Podbean app and take us with you everywhere you go, so you can listen to us no matter where you are. You're in the car, you're at the grocery store, you're at the gym, you're out taking a walk, whatever it is. Take us with you there. And please, if you love podcasts across all genres, not just sports or football, Podbean is the place to go. They've got great podcasts, like I say, across every different genre there for you as well. On Twitter, you can follow us. I am at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris. Happy Valentine's Day to you, your wife, and everyone else out there. We also want to thank our terrific announcer, Joe LaGenusa, who always does a great job with our intro and ads. We also want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until 2 weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.